Monday's the day to look back and to look ahead. Hi again, everybody. I'm Sean Kelly, and alongside John DeShazer, this is the New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap. Well, a big part of Mondays is the Monday morning presser for Saints head coach Sean Payton. And today, Coach talked a little bit about the guy's schedule. The players were here today. And while it was a kind of a typical Monday, he did throw a wrinkle in there, having a little more structure to the day.
Well, exactly. Guys came in, did a little film session, as they normally would do. And I'm sure they were pretty specific about some of the areas they want to clean up, especially offensively. Again, defensively, I don't know that you could have a problem with what the Saints did yesterday, but certainly offensively, they want to be more efficient.
Yeah, Curtis Lofton also spoke to the media today. We'll get to that in just a second, but back to Payton for a moment. A couple of things that stuck out to me, JD. One was the game-winning drive, and if you remember, the Saints did not have a timeout to use. Time was of the essence, and they still were able to seam it down the middle of the field. Parts of those drive had some very specific details that Coach Payton talked about today. He talked about the importance of Hartley and the field goal team being at the ready as well.
There is that point in which it becomes harder to do, but it's a lot of time, a lot more time than you think. Now you can't just check the ball down over the middle of the field, but so they were chunks. You know, Sproles was in one of the receptions, and then Graham's obviously was a big one, and then Colston's. You know, it's something we work on a lot. It's something that Drew's exceptional at. He gets to the line, he has a good feel for what he wants to get to. You know, prior to the game, as the week kind of concludes, he's given thought to, you know, his top 2-minute calls. If we're in a 2x2 set or if we're in a 3x1 set, most of those plays yesterday were trips, 3x1. And, you know, after the big completion to Colston, it's, you know, the awareness to hurry up, clock it. Time will tell us, usually 16 or 17 seconds and below, it's hard to have a play inbounds and get to the ball and clock it. But we were well north of that, and I thought he along with the rest of the guys, managed that situation very well, and you know, it resulted in a win. The kick was, regardless of how short that might appear, you know, when you're lining up to kick something like that, it's, you know, you make it, you win. If you don't make it, you lose.
John, I thought another question that intrigued me today was the question about the balance between starting a season 2-0 and the euphoria and enthusiasm of that, and still the challenge of the work that still needs to be done.
Well, you have to tamp down the enthusiasm. I know it's difficult for fans, but the professionals, the coaches and the players have to tamp it down, because you still have a job to do. You still have 14 more games. You still have difficult teams coming in, Arizona and Miami back-to-back. So certainly you don't want to get carried away. And, you know, I'd like to borrow a little a phrase from Coach Monty Williams, the Pelicans coach. You know, you don't want to get too happy on the farm. You want to play ball and keep level-headed about it.
Another aspect of yesterday's ball game that gets more review today, and a lot of that has to do with the viewing of film, is those shots to the head. You know, in college football, they call that targeting, personal fouls, unnecessary roughness. In the National Football League, the Saints players suffered a couple of those at the hands of the Buccaneers yesterday. And while Coach Payton walked a fine line in answering questions about those hits, especially the one against Jimmy Graham, or on the hit to the head of Jimmy Graham, I should say. Certainly, Coach Payton did have some feelings that he was willing to share today.
It's always a challenge, because you're coaching players about collision points. You know, we try to err on the side of being low. And, you know, my problem, oftentimes it's tough. It's a bang-bang play. And yet, you know, all the other stuff that goes on afterwards, you know, that's kind of the thing that, you know, the taunting or whatever. I mean, look, I understand playing good defense, and I get all that, but it was great to see Graham take the hit, get back up, and end up a couple plays later catching a seam right through the middle of their defense. And he ended up really being the difference for us with the plays he made. So certainly it's tough defensively with some of the rule changes, and then I think you take each one into consideration. You look at it, and you look at it for what it is, and I think the league's probably doing that.
So as you mentioned earlier, Curtis Lofton also spoke to the media today via a conference call. Lofton and his defense came up big, especially at the end of the game with that stop, forcing the long field goal attempt for the Buccaneers. But here's a defense, John, that continues to show its wares in the first 2 weeks on the positive side, and they did it a bit shorthanded too. What else did Lofton have to say?
Well, one of the things he's talking about is he doesn't want to reflect on last season. And I'm certainly, you know, none of these guys want to reflect on last season. It was a record-breaking season in the wrong direction. But, you know, he's talking about the chemistry that's happening with the defense. These guys are really, really, you know, adapting well to playing out of position and adapting well to being shorthanded. They're throwing bodies in, and guys who played some position but hadn't played a lot of snaps, they're getting them on the field. They're trying to get them in position to play fast, which is what this defense is doing so far. And so far, they've had great success with it.
All right, tomorrow's an off day for the players. And then up next, Arizona. Man, the preparations for that ball game begin in earnest on Wednesday. And that's where we'll check you next for the New Orleans Saints Morning Report and the New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap. Till then, stay tuned to NewOrleansSaints.com as we bring you ongoing content through the team's website. For John DeShazer and for Jimmy Walker, I'm Sean Kelly. Have yourselves a great rest of this Monday.